This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. Today, I'm interviewing the volunteer coordinator, Alyssa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Volunteer coordinator Alyssa is no stranger to volunteer organizations. Before starting her work at CFUV, she volunteered at Canadian Blood Services.
I would say the biggest difference between volunteering at CFUV and a lot of places is like freedom, I guess. It's a really creative space, so you can kind of do whatever your interests are, or you can explore those interests. And there's a lot of other people around that are really encouraging and are also doing really cool things. And I think that CFUV really breeds creative endeavors, I guess, because of that. You know, it's like really inspiring to work next to somebody who's doing such cool things. And there's like people all around you doing that. So it's hard not to get involved somewhere else and like to continue working in the community when you're always like witnessing these really amazing things coming out of like your friends and your coworkers and other volunteers.
Alyssa hopped on board at CFUV as an outreach and promotions coordinator.
I applied for the job here because I was like 22 or something like that, and in second year university, and I was starting to feel like my life was going towards like this office world or something. And I guess I just panicked and I didn't really feel like growing up yet. And I was like, I want a job that's great, but also really fun. And I didn't think that existed. But then I applied to CFUV and it did exist. So that was nice. So honestly, like what excited me was the ability just to work here and like be creative while still like getting really good experience. And also working with volunteers is really fun because everybody really wants to be here. And that's something I noticed before I applied for the job as well when I was doing my own volunteer work. It's really fun to be in an environment where everybody's like passionate and wants to be here and nobody's being forced to be here or like, you know, just like punching the clock kind of situation. So that's maybe what's had me stick around for so long is just it's really fun, and I wish I had a better way of saying that, but like everyone around is so excited, and it's hard to not feel excited too. And I'm feeling.
Let's go back to your mention of creative endeavors for a sec. What were some creative endeavors that you took part in?
When I started at the station, I was doing outreach and promotions. So that was something I'd never really done before. I mean, I had been doing something similar at Canadian Blood Services, but it required that I like book music shows. And I was so inexperienced. I have no idea how I got the job, to be honest. It was just totally brand new. So that was really cool. And I had so much fun doing that, that I wanted to keep doing it. And then eventually that led to working with like doing that for the UESS through that job. And then kind of working with my friends Allie and Phoenix a little bit at the shows that they book. And then eventually I got to Pretty Good Not Bad, which is not really booking shows so much, but it's like that was like the end of the road for me in terms of like shows and being involved with shows around town.
So after this year's Pretty Good Not Bad, are you going to be doing more shows, do you think?
Outside of that, probably not. I really like going to shows now. I think maybe in terms of like booking like a show at a venue, I don't know if that's something I want to do anymore. I don't really do it anymore, but I like being involved with the festival, and I think that's like the area that I want to be involved in, like more of like a macro style planning rather than micro events. Because it's nice just being able to go to events and have fun.
As volunteer coordinator, Alyssa has helped many of CFUV's radio hosts gain the confidence to speak to thousands of listeners over the airwaves. It's hard to believe that she was once nervous about going on mic herself.
It's funny because I didn't really want to go on the air first, which I think is probably how a lot of people feel. I also noticed throughout the years that that's like how a lot of women feel. It's difficult to find the confidence to do something like that for anybody. And for some reason, young women seem especially difficult. So I was definitely one of those people as well who just resisted it for, I think, like 2 years or something. And then one day, Johnny, who was the program director at the time, just booked like 4 hours in the Studio One for me and was like, just go in here and do your demo and just be done and don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. And I just sat in the studio and I just did my demo and he said it was really great afterwards. And I was just so proud that I think that I got over that fear of being like, feeling like exposed or something like that, or like nervous about being on air. So my actual first on air experience, I think I was nervous, but not nearly as much as I was, because I feel like Johnny gave me a lot of confidence by just being like, this is gonna be great. You don't need to worry about it. Just don't think about it and just do it. And that's what I try to do now for volunteers too, like kind of encouraging people and giving them just a little bit of a push just to show them that they're capable and that it's not so scary. And So my first experience on air is actually okay, because I feel like my demo was what was the hardest for me.
Can you think of any times where you were kind of like a proud parent of someone finally getting on the air?
Definitely. There's like a lot of those times. People get really excited about being on air, and then it's sad when they, you know, can't get there because they're just a little bit nervous. So there's definitely a lot of moments where it's exciting that people are finally comfortable and ready to pursue something that they're excited about. That didn't happen as much on Voluntary Noise because we were so early on in the process, but it happens more as people do their demo, for example, and someone who's been working really hard at something to finally finish it. It's always exciting. I love when people finish their demo. It feels like, I don't know why, it's just like, it feels like they just really accomplished a lot of things, because like I said, it was really hard for me to get there, so it's fun.
In her years of spearheading volunteer intake and outreach, Alyssa has made a point of recruiting people from marginalized groups.
I really think that's what CFUV is. I think that's the biggest points of difference between us and other media organizations, is that we make that space and we also make that a priority. And that's really important for us to remember, because it's a huge part of our identity, I think, Campus Community Radio. It's what separates us. We're here for people to express themselves, and also for people to escape the marginalization in a sense and have the ability to, you know, have their voices heard for themselves and not be spoken for all the time. So maybe that's like the opportunity that somebody didn't have. They're not going to hear their voices. And when I say they, I mean like all these different groups. There's so few groups that are represented in mainstream media. So I think that it's extremely important for us to remember that and make a lot of space and let people speak for themselves and be really open to that. It's hugely important to me and I think to CFUV as well.
Alyssa wears many hats in the Victoria music scene. Along with being a stellar volunteer coordinator, she helps run Pretty Good Society, the makers of Pretty Good Not Bad Festival.
Now that you've helped put on this kind of like very small but very local, very Canadian festival, give yourself a little bit of advice, or like what you would tell yourself in the beginning when you had no idea what to do and you had just gotten this job and you were like, oh no, like how do I do outreach?
I would say for events like that, mistakes are basically inevitable for most things. I'm sure you know that with some experience yourself, especially when you're hosting any kind of event, something's going to go wrong. And the best you can do is just like think ahead of time what that might be and try to prepare for it. But I would just like tell myself to just maybe like relax a little because it's not going to be perfect, and I don't think anyone expects everything to be perfect in life. So yeah, I definitely used to get really stressed out about everything going smoothly without realizing that that's just not really attainable. So that's how I would say, knowing what I know now, is that you just need to accept that things are going to go wrong and do your best to just roll with it when that happens.
What does CFUV offered you as a staff member?
I am a very different person now than when I started, and it's been really fun, like I mentioned a bunch of times, but it's also like, it's a lot of experience that I would never get. I've not always been the most confident person my whole life, definitely not. And I think that I'm a lot more confident now because I've learned so many things that I just never saw myself learning, like how to do a radio show. I never would have thought that I would, you know, there's just these weird preconceived notions that I feel like some people have that I definitely had, which is like, you had to be really cool and you had to like be super technical and had to like know everything. And I guess just being at CFUV just showed me that like, you don't need to be perfect and nobody's cool. So we're all cool by proxy, I guess. Anyways, so I've definitely learned a lot of things that I just wouldn't have seen myself learning. So that's been great for me to realize that there's just so many options in life, and you just don't end up where you think you're going to end up, and that's kind of way better, I think.
Alyssa plays a key role in getting the Victoria community involved with CFUV, and there is no better person for the job. She works wonders in creating a comfortable, safer space for volunteers and brings in people of all walks of life to create an adequate representation of the voice of Victoria. This last song is called Turns and Turns by Vogue Dots. This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Alyssa, CFUV's volunteer coordinator and host of Voluntary Noise, which airs on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV.